Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, I'm Lifeline. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Jeff Ruby. Jeff, are you ready to do this?
Couldn't be more ready. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Jeff is the founder and CEO of Newtopia. They are the habit change provider, helping people to prevent, reverse, slow the progression of chronic disease, mental health problems while enriching performance. Jeff, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I've really dedicated myself to the health innovation space over the last 20 years across 4 different startups that I founded, all a little bit accidental. I got here after losing my dad to cancer at a young age and coming to the realization that what we call healthcare has very little to do with keeping healthy people healthy. And it has almost everything to do with managing illness once it arrives. And I thought that was kind of backward and wanted to do something about it. And the second major lesson came sitting in the oncologist office with my dad, first appointment. He was like, "Doc, how did I get this?" And the oncologist comes back with, "You know, Mr. Ruby, a lot of this has to do with some unlucky genes and your lifestyle choices," which I must admit in that moment, I had no idea what he was talking about. But I also had no idea where I would learn about my genes or have a sense of what healthy lifestyle choices meant for me. So I had this moment of terror that I could easily be sitting in his seat at some point. And I've been really scratching at that itch about how can we make healthcare about keeping healthy people healthy? And how can we do that by helping people understand their genes and providing direction around the right lifestyle choices to stay healthy?
Well, what a terrible experience. So I'm sorry about that.
Well, thanks. You know, sometimes it takes some lousy things to rile up the passion to go after changing things that don't make sense. And that was the case for me.
Yeah. So is it possible to know, is it worthwhile to explore the breakdown between genes and lifestyle choice?
Oh, I mean, I would say absolutely in that, you know, for the most part, you know, most of our human health is made up of some social determinants, what we're born, where we live, zip code, and et cetera. There's a genetic component that's contributory, but the vast majority, people may debate somewhere between 60-70% is due to the decisions and the behaviors and ultimately the habits that we develop every day in and around eating, exercise, and mental and emotional health. And so if by understanding the genes you've inherited, it can help to shape the decisions we make and the behaviors that we adopt and the habits we adopt each and every day around our lifestyle, and we're giving ourselves the best chance possible to live healthy and, most importantly, to prevent things like obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, musculoskeletal issues, on the mental health, depression, anxiety, mood disorders, all are rooted heavily in that lifestyle genetic equation that I was just talking about.
Got it. So 30-40% it could be is my genes that are going to be informing how my body responds to the environmental factors that I introduce to it. So how do I know about that? What kind of testing do we do?
Yeah. So, at Newtopia, we've really pioneered in an area we call genetic engagement and focusing on behavioral genetics. And so unlike a lot of genetic testing that has emerged over the past couple of decades, which have had roots in either ancestry, pretty cool, or disease risk, also pretty interesting, we felt that there was another opportunity to look at a narrow range of genes to help answer 2 fundamental questions. The first, have I inherited risk factors from my parents that could be impacting my weight and lifestyle? namely so I can stop blaming myself, because at the root of so much of this attempt to live healthy is this fight we have against, am I worthy? Am I good enough? Can I do this? And if I've tried and failed a number of times and failure becomes the only answer, then it seems to be that it's my fault. And we found that the genetic aha, this, oh, it's maybe not my fault, quite frankly, maybe more to blame our parents on, but that's a whole other story. But just this idea, it's not my fault, is pretty powerful. And it leads to the second question, which is, how do we arm individuals with a greater sense of control over what to do about it? How do we shape the very recommendations we provide for nutrition, for exercise, for mental and emotional health, so that we can stack and build new durable habits and get the maximum buy-in from individuals? And so that's really what genetic engagement's about. It's a simple spit test, sort of little saliva, and out come the answers. It's not a silver bullet. It's not as if you get them and your life changes. It's actually the starting point for then how to shape the new behaviors and new habits that are formed. And that's what's really important.
So that's as simple as it is. It's a spit test. I probably do it at my house and I send it in, or I go in.
Either or, we'll send it to you, or you can participate at an on-site clinic or a little neighborhood pharmacy, whatever is convenient for you ultimately. The key is the answer is inherent, and it's that aha, it's that buy-in, because this is ultimately being built from you for you, as opposed to some generic curriculum or guideline, which has not been designed for anyone in particular.
I think that is a super powerful and super important thing right there. From you, for you. Now we know. I can stop wondering, pointing fingers, blaming. This is my fault. It's somebody else's fault. Now we know. And now we can put together a program, thoughts on how we can get to where you want to go?
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. And so when you combine that genetic awareness with understanding about the social determinants and digging deeper into an individual's, you know, personality type, things like readiness to change and motivation and personality, you now have the building blocks for really personalizing these experiences. They're all virtual, but they combine access and a matching to a human being. We call them inspirators at Newtopia. They're really coaches with superpowers because they have all of this awareness about you. And then we put together the right plan. So the building blocks of the right nutrition recommendations, exercise recommendations, mental and emotional health recommendations, and then provide the right technology, really simple to use. It could be mobile, it could be web-based, it could be phone-based, depending on where the individual is coming from. We'll surround that individual with the right technology to monitor this, things like a smart scale, an activity tracker, a continuous glucose monitor, blood pressure cuff, depending on what we're trying to monitor. And then we'll go further and make sure there's the right kind of gaming to keep it fun and motivational based on what makes that person tick. And finally, we want to introduce a small community of others, people just like yourself, trying to live healthy, who you can gain encouragement and support from. And ultimately, that, you know, what I just described is all built one by one by one. And so we don't claim that we have the answer before we've met you. Rather, we become a student of you. And as we do, then we build this entire engagement framework around you. And if you will, the goal is not just to have fun, although fun is really important, it's so that at the end of a specific period of time, we look at it in year chunks. So at the end of 12 months or 24 months, we want that engagement to have a positive impact across physical risks, things like your waist circumference, blood pressure, blood glucose, triglycerides, cholesterol, and mental and emotional risk factors around anxiety, depression, mood, and resilience. And ultimately, we as a company go at risk, that we put our fees at risk to make sure that those risk reduction factors show up. If they do, we get paid. If we don't, we don't.
Well, that's awesome. So everything you just laid out is, I mean, I know very little about what's required to do the change that you are describing, but it makes all the sense in the world to me that you combine all of those things. So I appreciate that. Tell me more about the fee at risk piece.
Yeah, this was really important to us. And again, so much of sick care is based on misaligned incentives. Oftentimes, when you look at things like fee for service, and or you know, just the way that healthcare providers are paid versus what the outcome should be aren't necessarily aligned. And so in building Newtopia, we wanted to make sure that there was alignment, there was a win-win-win between ourselves, the people who pay, which are generally health insurers, they are the employers or health insurers who pay on behalf of employees and members, and of course, then the participants, those are the individuals we're trying to help. And so, George, we spent 3 years in a large-scale randomized control trial before selling this to anyone, really proving the efficacy of this approach, proving that we could reduce those risk factors, that in so doing, we could lower costs and have a, you know, a meaningful impact on individuals. And so this at-risk model is a little bit unique, but it's really putting us in the position of being performance-based and value-based. We're trying to tie ourselves to outcomes that are important to the health insurer, important to the individual. And if they win, then we should win. But if they don't win, then we shouldn't win. And unfortunately, there isn't as much of that alignment today. The $4.2 trillion in U.S. sick care is largely made up of misaligned incentives. And we thought we'd be part of the, you know, an alternative solution to align those incentives.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Are you working to partner with some of those insurance companies? Are they for this? Are they against it?
Yeah, no, very much. So, you know, we're the partnerships are really important. And I would say there's been an emergence of some innovative insurers on the employer side and on the private, you know, side that have realized that the many years spent focusing on their employees or members with chronic disease, they've been through that. And then focusing on the worried well, if you will, everyone else with general wellness and challenges have only gone so far. But yet there's this incremental creep of 8 to 12% year over year cost, which has only been exacerbated and made worse by the pandemic. Realizing that there's this group in the middle, it's the roughly 50 to 70% of the population who aren't sick, but who aren't well, who are sitting with these risk factors out of range. And that's very much who we're focused on and very much you know, trying to educate and, you know, in many ways, partner with these innovator health insurers on what can we do to roll back the risk, because we've been able to demonstrate that it's far easier, in fact, to take someone who's standing at the edge of the cliff back down than necessarily managing the cost down for someone who's already gone over the cliff.
That makes a ton of sense. It's hard to make change. It's hard to make substantive change. And yeah. It sounds as though you've not necessarily removed, you're attempting to remove those barriers that are keeping us from living the lives that we want and being happy and healthy and active. Yet people still struggle with it. You mentioned the mental health piece. How do beliefs factor in? If I don't believe that I can ever be a healthy person, is your program going to solve that, or do I need to shift that?
I think it's pretty fundamental, and it somewhat comes back to what we were talking about a little earlier in the power of that genetic engagement and that power of that aha moment. I think in many ways, the beliefs that we come into this sometimes are quite self-defeating, and they've been formed you know, by either failing or banging into, the sick care system. I think our attempt is to very much get to know individuals and to be there to inspire, to motivate. The whole premise of Newtopia is that it's an aspiration. Living healthy is a journey that we're on. It's lifelong. It never ends. But it takes inspiring individuals that they can do it. They are the engine. They are the spark. And I think if we could, we need a little bit more of that, especially in these days when oftentimes there's a finger pointed that, you're at fault. We like to come at it from a slightly different perspective, which is let's get to know you. Let's help you understand yourself. And then let's together really inspire a different journey and a different path. And it's small. Right? They're small incremental changes that we're talking about, really step-by-step breadcrumbs around the way we eat, the way we're active, the way we manage our mental and emotional health. And the amazing thing happens is that as we build confidence in individuals, and move away from that self-defeating belief set and really have people see that they can do it, they become the engine, they become the snowball. And we just stand along and cheer and roar that snowball on. And that's really the whole point if we do it right.
How confident are you that somebody comes off the street, joins your program, follows it, and dramatically improve their health?
Well, I'm 100% confident. And the reason I am is because we've put our fees at risk to do it. So we don't exist as a company, as a business, unless we do exactly that. And so I'd have to be just a little bit crazy to put all of our fees at risk if we didn't think we could deliver, or else we wouldn't have been here for the last 15 years. So I would say, the model itself demonstrates just how committed we are to believing in people and believing in our ability to get to know individuals, to shape and build new durable habits that will have a lasting impact, not only at 12 months, that grows over time for the benefit, of course, of the individual, and then for the benefit of the employer or insurer who's financially responsible. It truly is a win-win-win. And because of this approach, we're generating some of the best engagement rates in the industry of individuals who stay with this for 12 months, for 24 months, for 36, for 48. We have individuals, George, in their 60th month, 5 years committed to their own journey of self-improvement. And we've demonstrated why the economics work for their employer or insurer to continue funding that for all that time.
I love it. Well, I think that that's fantastic. There's, certainly way better than I do, that there's so many folks out there who probably feel hopeless and feel like I'm just not somebody who can do that. And this is sort of my lot in life and I'm stuck here, but it's just not the case. So
it's not humans. We have a lot of challenging factors, but one of the innately incredible things about ourselves and our brains is the ability to transform and the ability to continue to adapt. But it does take someone to believe in us, right? Our insurer, our employer, a team like Newtopia to just provide that right encouragement. And it may sound cliche and a little bit corny, but I think when people believe in people and when people inspire others, and it does require people, this isn't just bots and this isn't just tech being thrown at or apps being thrown at. There are real people alongside great technology who are there to help one another. Really amazing things can take place.
Yeah, I think that's really well said. Is that how to win friends and influence people? Give somebody a great reputation to live up to. And I know that that's happened several times in my life that I can point to, where somebody put their arm around me and said, you can do this, you're capable of doing that. And it sticks with you for the rest of your life. So there's immense value, and it's so true that we do need somebody that believes in us, that can help inspire us. And then we need the actual support and the framework to be able to back that up and to follow through and create those what you call durable habits. So
absolutely agree.
Love it. Well, Jeff, I'm super grateful for all your work and how many years has this been in the making?
So Newtopia has been on a, you know, what feels like an epic journey sometimes, you know, introducing primary prevention into a dominant sick care system is no easy feat.
So, no doubt.
You know, figuring out how to get it done and then who's going to pay for it and then how to sell it to those who have largely been focusing on sick care, it's been a journey. So we've been at this for about 15 years. We started out direct to consumer, learned some hard lessons that individuals typically don't pay out of their pocket to prevent chronic disease sometime in the future. We then began working with different employers and insurers trying to figure out the right profile. Of course, we ran into the pandemic where a lot of people got distracted putting out a very big fire, which to a certain extent is still, you know, burning a little bit. And so we continue to, you know, charge on and evolve, but with, you know, incredible innovation partners today, you know, some of the biggest leaders in and around their space who have partnered with us and been with us for a long time. And so, yeah, we continue to move forward and hope we can be this catalyst for focusing on prevention and healthcare about keeping healthy people healthy as a starting point, a new front door, if you will.
I love it. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with Newtopia?
Yeah, it's simple. You know, I think our website's probably the first place to start. Newtopia, newtopia.com is a great place. We are available to employees or members of insurance companies. And so if you're interested, please talk to your benefits team and or your insurer about why they should be focusing on Newtopia. And we hope to really continue to grow and expand and help a whole lot of folks who are sitting at risk today.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jeff your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to newtopia.com. It's newtopia.com and talk to your employee benefit leaders at your organization about bringing Newtopia and to the organization and get the process started. Thanks again, Jeff.
Thank you. Really great to be here.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.